More than 3,000 acres of ecologically rich land on Afognak Island is now protected through a wildlife and recreation corridor. That's according to Ellen Kazari, the executive director for Great Land Trust.
There's been some logging in the area, but it's fairly minimal. So you're flying over these impressive lakes and streams, and I've seen, you know, bears just running around. And when we've landed, it's just teeming with salmon. The birds are, you can't even count them. It's just jaw-dropping. You feel like you're in a National Geographic special.
The Great Land Trust partnered with the Native Corporation of Kodiak to conserve the land. Kazari says the Portage Lake property includes 750 acres of wetlands, Sitka spruce, salmon, and blueberries.
The Portage Lake project actually connects over 180,000 acres of prime wildlife habitat on Afognak because it touches the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge and Afognak Island State Park. And so it creates this brilliant corridor for wildlife and just increases their ability to survive and flourish.
Jim Erickson, CEO of Natives of Kodiak, said in a press release, "We are excited about the sale of the property because it conserves the land for future generations of Natives of Kodiak shareholders and others to enjoy." The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service identifies Afognak Island among the most productive habitats in the Gulf of Alaska. The land was purchased with funds from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trust Fund and donated to the state of Alaska with a conservation easement held by the Bureau of Land Management. Access to the land will be open to the public. Natives of Kodiak was paid the full value of the land, benefiting its shareholders.